It's been a good summer for commercial fishing in the Norton Sound, and at the latest meeting of the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation's board, a strong crab season is giving way to an ongoing salmon season that's still going on.
We paid out over $2,047,000 to our local crab fleet, which is just amazing.
And the CDC board chair, Dan Harrelson of White Mountain, adds the salmon are still running. So far this year, fishermen in Golovin, Elam, Koyuk, Shaktulik, and Unalakleet have racked up over $650,000, and they're still fishing. Silvers are just starting their run, with Unalakleet delivering about 20,000 cohos last week. Harrelson says it's an opportunity for people in communities across the region.
We've had residents come from White Mountain and some of the other non-fishing communities will come in and work at the fish plant here in Nome, or even travel to Unalakleet and work at the fish plant in Unalakleet. So there's a definite economic opportunity for folks from Nome and the surrounding villages to work in our various fish plants, and as well as work on some of the vessels, on some of our tenders that we have that are moving the salmon and crab throughout the region.
The NSCDC board's meeting last week took place in the organization's brand new boardroom, a glass-lined space overlooking the Snake River, with Anvil Mountain and the White Alice Towers visible in the distance. And looking far afield from Norton Sound's powerhouse summer, the board also heard from its for-profit subsidiary, CU Alaska. CU's president and CEO Cora Campbell says beyond fish, cod liver is the exciting news for CU this year. A new plant in Dutch Harbor is gearing up to turn the livers of the prized whitefish into health supplements.
It's a part of the fish that was just being discarded at sea before, so this is an opportunity to add value and to use something that was a byproduct before and turn it into a finished product and sell it. And that's the direction that we want to go, full utilization.
Campbell says CU's crabbing vessels are now heading to the Aleutians to harvest a combined 2.6 million pounds of golden king crab. CU also has boats harvesting Bering Sea pollock, which Campbell says have kept bycatch for both chum and chinook salmon low so far this season. Beyond fish, the board also voted to leverage a portion of Teller's Community Energy Fund to revamp the village's aging washateria, the source of everything from hot showers to drinking water for many in the community.
Teller doesn't have sewer and water. People haul honey buckets still. Teller has one washateria that's an old building, and it was extremely expensive to run. So they've earmarked or requested $810,000, I believe is what the total was, and I'm sure they're going to be putting it to good use to make Teller a better place to live.
The board also focused on the issue of residency for salmon fishing permits in Norton Sound, specifically the question of whether residency restrictions now in place for fishermen selling crab and halibut should stay in place for commercial salmon fishermen. Harrelson says there's roughly 300 commercial salmon permits in the region. Less than half are being actively fished.
There's several Norton Sound salmon permits that are held by folks that live in Anchorage. They come back and fish every year. They fish for a number of years. And so what we're going to do at this point in time is visit the salmon portion of the residency policy to see if that best fits the needs of the people of the region and the needs of NSCDC.
The board's next meeting is a September workshop in Anchorage. Its next quarterly meeting is also set for Anchorage in December.